From the Gospel of John, chapter 6. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If you have ever watched any of the Bachelor franchise shows, you have heard the phrase, "the right reasons." Now, let me be clear, I am not advocating you spend time with these shows, which tend to promote highly questionable dating behavior. But it only takes an episode to hear the contestants wonder if the other people are there for the right reasons. The wrong reasons would be just wanting to be on TV or wanting to become an Instagram celebrity and make a bunch of endorsement money. The premise of the conversations is that the right reason to be on the show is to find love. Midway through the last century, when Christianity was really popular in this country, some people came to church on Sunday morning because you could lose your credibility in the business world if you didn't belong to a church, or even if you didn't belong to the right church. There was a perceived Protestant hierarchy. People higher on the economic ladder were supposed to belong to certain denominations. In case you're curious, Presbyterians were second from the top. Once, when I was about 7, a friend of mine said, "Where were you yesterday? I came to your house to see if you wanted to go down to the pond to go swimming, and you weren't home." I said, "Well, we were at church." She got mad at me. She said, "No, that's not true. It's summer. My mom told me church is not open in the summer." I turned with a questioning look to her mom, who was in the room, and she said, "Well, no one's there. It might as well be closed. What's the point of going?" Jesus sees the crowd following him, and he knows that they want him to feed them the bread. He knows they want him to be the king. And he says they are not coming to him for the right reasons. He tells them they have missed what is important. Getting lost in the notion of having someone fix their immediate problems rather than seeing the value of the eternal relationship that is right in front of them. "I am the bread of life," he tells them. What does that mean? Those who come to me will never be hungry, and those who put their trust in me will never thirst. The bread that the people ate, that bread was a sign, just like the manna in the desert was a sign, pointing not to Moses as king, but to God as God of abundant love. Signs point beyond themselves to greater truths. And people don't always get that. We get stuck on the sign, and we miss the big picture. N.T. Wright tells the story of a history professor who was rushing to finish up his PhD dissertation to make a deadline. He had one chapter to write. It was about the art of the culture and the time he was exploring. And so he, in one day, ran literally from museum to museum, taking pictures of the little cards by the paintings that were by the artists that he was studying. He got his dissertation done, but he did not see the art. The facts went into his brain, but the sight, the sound, the feel of the art, he did not let into his being. The bread is more than bread. It is a sign that points toward the gifts of God for God's people, Jesus right there in front of them, ready to walk with them, care for them, teach them, pray with and for them. And there's more. Jesus is the bread of life because even 2,000 years later, he is still giving us abundant forgiveness and grace, healing and hope, the food our souls so desperately need. The relationship Jesus invites us into means we get to be a part of the story that Jesus tells, to embrace the faith and the hope and the love that is the soul food he gives us. John Calvin, who was one of the fathers of Presbyterianism, wrote these two big books called The Institutes of Christian Religion. They're all about theology, explaining how to think about God, how to understand Jesus, who the Holy Spirit is, and how they act in the world. Someone once asked Calvin, this master explainer, to explain the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper. He said, "I'd rather experience it than explain it." The song that we sang this morning, you might have recognized it because Evan often plays it during communion or during times of meditation. And for me, every time I hear it, I experience this sense of God's abundant love, the light of Christ coming into this place and reminding us again that we are beloved children of God. A life of faith involves stopping to see what is in front of us, not just reading the signs, but embracing the experience, giving ourselves a chance to find our life in the light of Christ, to eat of the sustenance he provides by opening ourselves up to experience it without thinking and evaluating first whether we know what will be in it for us. The right reasons. Today's invitation is to be here, to be present, opening ourselves up to the experience of relationship with Jesus, the bread of life. May this moment and all the moments of our lives be opportunities to choose to follow Jesus and embrace the way of abundant life here and in the life to come. In Jesus' name, amen.